الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شریف علی Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In tonight's session of Darse Hadith, I know, alhamdulillah, we are continuing on a very important and special subject, the history of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in tonight's session, I wish to talk on the significance of this blessed month of Muharram. Before I continue, to understand the significance and the importance of this blessed month, Muharram, we have to understand one very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this hadith, which is narrated by Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an. It is the first hadith in his kitab Al-Jami'u Sahih. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned innamal a'malu bin niyat. Whatever action you take in this dunya, your action will be judged by your intention. If I sit here with the intention that when I lecture, after my lecture or my bayan, people will say, wah wah, mashallah, what a good speech, then there is no thawab. And if you sit here with any other intentions and motives, except for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'd rather sit at home with your family members, because you won't receive nothing, no thawab at all. But if you sit here for the sake of Allah, then the best place to sit is the house of Allah, and to listen to the words of Allah and the words of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, intention is very, very important. Whatever you do, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for no one else. Innamal a'malu bin niyat, whatever you do, Allah judges you by your intention. You lift up your hands in front of Allah like this. Is it for the sake of Allah, or is it so people look at you and say to you, MashaAllah, look at this man, look how pious he is. You stand in the front saf and you weep and you cry in front of Allah. Are your tears for the sake of Allah, or is it for show? The clothes that you wear, is it for the sake of Allah the sunnah of Rasulullah. The charity that you give, is it for the sake of Allah? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Allah wants something that is pure and clean from you, nothing that is polluted and stained with guna. He wants something from us which is pure for Him only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The khulus that Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een had, subhanallah al-azim, everything was for the sake of Allah. In jihad, someone spits on the face of Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali takes his sword and puts it down, and he sits down. Kafir is shocked. He doesn't know what to do. I have been fighting this man for 1 hour. Asadullah, the lion of Allah. And now I spit on him. He suddenly gives up. He gives up everything. He sits and he doesn't know what to do. And he said to Hazrat Ali, "Oh Ali, what are you doing?" Hazrat Ali stood up. Hazrat Ali said to him, "I am checking my soul, my ruh, my heart, that am I going to fight you for the anger of your spit on my face, or am I fighting you for the sake of Allah?" Kitna khulus. Sahaba-i Kiram, Allahu Akbar. In the battle of Uhud, one Sahabi whose name is Hazrat Harram, what is his name? Hazrat Harram, is fighting with this man who is with the Kuffar, whose name is Hazrat Jabbar. Eventually, Hazrat Jabbar gets the better of Hazrat Harram and he's got his sword, and he pierces his sword through the stomach, and Hazrat Harram, the Sahabi, falls down. When he falls down, this disbeliever, a kafir, sits on top of Hazrat Harram and looks at him and wants to see the pain and agony that this Sahabi is going through. But what pain? What agony? On the contrary, the Sahabi looks at him with a sword in the stomach and does ishara to him, "Come down." And this is in the middle of fierce fighting. Hazrat Harram is shocked. And Hazrat Jabbar is shocked. Hazrat Harram is the Sahabi who was wounded. And there's blood oozing out from his mouth, he can't speak. So this young man, Jabbar, who was strong, much stronger than that Sahabi, Hazrat Harram, who was old in age, puts his ears close to the mouth of this wounded Sahabi. And this Sahabi says to Jabbar, "Oh Jabbar, listen to me. Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'bah." Subhanallah. Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. By that Allah, who is the Lord of Ka'bah, Harram has attained victory. Blood is coming out, sword is in the stomach, the wife will become a widow, the children are to become orphans, and Hazrat Harram is swearing and saying, "Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. Kaaba ke Rab ki kasam mein to kamyab ho gaya." Ye koi cheez insaan ki samajh mein aa sakti hai, doctor sahab bataye. How can you understand this? He is departing from dunya, and yet his khulus, his love for Allah is so much that he's saying, "Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba." You think that by putting sword inside me, by killing me, you see the blood that comes out, you think I am a loser? I have been defeated?
No. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And again, this young man, Jabbar, was shaken. And he just moved out from the battlefield and sat on the side. And he had no spirit to fight, no courage, no ruh to fight the Muslims again. A man of understanding, how can he say, Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba? After the battle of Uhud, he went to some of the Muslimin, he said, look, explain to me how Hazrat Harram, who died by my sword in him, these are his last words, Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba. And they laughed at him and they said to him, let us take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing in front of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, what is dunya, what is akhirat, what is qabr, and what is jannah, and what is jahannam. When Huzur alayhi salam was explaining that to him, he looked at Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam and he said, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. وأشهد أنك محمدا عبده ورسوله. And he became a Muslim. كأسي الشان. حضرت جبار رضي الله تعالى عن becomes a Sahabi. And حضرت حرام, who died at that time by the hands of حضرت جبار, he is also a Sahabi. Both will enter Jannah. خلوص. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Allah looks at your intention, my brothers. Allah mujhe bhi tawfeeq de, aap hazrat ko bhi tawfeeq de. In the same hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. If someone migrates for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward for that, because he's done that migration for the sake of Allah. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ دُنْيَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. But if a man travels, migrates from one city to another city, one country to another country for dunya or for a woman, then Allah will judge him accordingly, whatever his intention is. From this hadith of Rasulullah, which is Jami'ul Kalim, one of the most important sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we check our intention. But in the same hadith, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow up sincerity of intention is to explain to us also how important this episode, this event in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, the migration from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah. If we can't understand this migration from Makkah to Medina Munawwara, then we haven't understood anything, my respected brothers. We have to be perfect. We have to make sure that we start using the Islamic dates and the calendars. Muharram is the first month in the Islamic calendar. Hame to February hi aata hai. February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Kisi ko poochho, my Muslim brothers, stand up and take the names of all the Islamic months. Maybe some of you might not know that. I'm not here to take anybody's test. But I'm just saying that this is who we are today. ये तो अच्छा है वो नज़म मुहर्रम सफर रबीउल अव्वल रबीउस सानी दीज आर द मंथ्स इन इस्लाम माशाल्लाह ये बच्चे पढ़ते हैं सुनते हैं तो माशाल्लाह एटलीस्ट दे हैव नॉलेज एंड एटलीस्ट दे नो द मंथ्स इन इस्लाम बट अ लॉट ऑफ द एडल्ट्स वोंट नो एंड अल्लाह गिव जज़ाए खैर टू सय्यदना उमर फारूक रजी अल्लाह तआला एज़ वाज़ टच्ड बाय मौलाना साहब इन जुमुआ. He was the pioneer, he was the man who by the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, he set The Islamic dates and the recording. The Christians record their dates from the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Muslims, we record our Islamic dates from the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Muharram al-Haram, Muharram becomes the first month of the Islamic calendar. That is why Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, and Hijrah is even mentioned in the Quran, so that the importance of Hijrah is understood by all the Muslimin, because the dates in Islam, they work upon the Hijrah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Muharram becomes the very first month in the Islamic calendar. Significance, the virtue of the month of Muharram. Very quickly, my respected brothers. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he noticed that the local Jewish residents of Taba, Medina at that time, they held this day in great esteem and they would fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to them and said to them, why do you fast on this day? Why is this day so important to you? Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam had all the knowledge. He was the Prophet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would inform him by the means of revelation. And the Jews said to him that on this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Banu Israel and Fir'aun with his people, with his army, was drowned. His entire army was destroyed on this day. Allah saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They say that out of shukr, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also fasted on this day. Hazrat Nabi Kareem, I think I'll use this. This is a very important topic, my respected brothers. Please bear with me. Sunte rahe. Because I want to touch on some of the other things that go on in the month of Muharram, and we as Muslims must have the knowledge what we have to do in the month of Muharram. And they said that because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was saved, so we fast. Musa alayhi salam also fasted. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at them and smiled that the mockery that they do in the name of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his Sharia, that they have completely rejected the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. But when it comes to fasting and remembering Musa alayhi salam on that one day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, they want to fast. In front of them, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, فَأَنَا أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that I and my ummah are more deserving, and we are more close to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than yourselves. The Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam fasted on the 10th of Muharram. Not to forget that this fast was not due to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's conversation with the Jews, but before the fasting in the month of Ramadan was made obligatory, before Ramadan, the companions and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fast in the month of Muharram. The ulama have said that the fasting in the month of Muharram was farz. But when Ramadan roza became farz, the fasting in the month of Muharram became optional. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said in the hadith that if you fast on this one day, the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your past 1 year sins, minor sins. Because major sins you have to repent sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith also, he said to the companions that next year, if I am alive, I will fast on the 9th and also on the 10th. Why? Khaliful Yahud, as not to imitate the kuffar, the Jews. No one should say, oh, the Muslims are imitating the Jews. No, this was not the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted and commanded the ummah to fast on the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. So the one thing we have to do at least in the month of Muharram is on the 9th and the 10th we should fast. Itna hame karna chahiye. And the second thing is that on the 10th of Muharram, be more generous to your family members. If a lady wants to cook one dish, then tell her to cook a bit more. Do teen item banaye, rishtedaron mein taqseem kare, give it to your friends and family, give it to the poor people, whatever they need. On the 10th, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam said that if you show generosity on the 10th of Muharram, Allah will show His generosity to you for your entire life. Allah will open up the doors of sustenance for you. And this was the tartib of ulama and shuyukh, that on the 10th they would give charity, and they would give a lot in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in return they would get a lot. So these are the two main things in the month of Muharram that the ummah should do: fasting, worshipping, obedience to Allah, that is there. And the second thing is to show generosity on the 10th of Muharram. Anything else is not found and verified in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many events have taken place, but this is historical facts, historical events. It has got nothing to do with the fazila of Muharram. This is very important for us to understand. Very important. When I was in Portugal, in the month of Muharram, it was my Jumu'ah, and I did not touch on the subject of Karbala and how Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed. And the people were shocked there. They said to me, Maulana, you missed the main talk. You missed out from the main subject of Muharram. People did not even understand what is the fazila of Muharram. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an was, to my best knowledge, not even born at that time, for he was the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Yes, it is a historical fact. The death of Hazrat Hussain coincides with Ashura on the 10th of Muharram, but his shahadat is not something that is part of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as in virtue for that month of Muharram. That we have to understand. Unfortunately, even we Sunni Muslims today want to dress up in black. When Hazrat Ali himself has said, La talbisu sood, fa'innahu libasu fir'aun. Don't wear black clothes, that was the clothes of Fir'aun. Now if you see me wear black jabba, don't give me fatwa, okay? There's another meaning to this. These were the words of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And these are the words of Hazrat Ali. Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. And you don't want to make nikah in the month of Muharram. And as if the month of Muharram is for sorrow, to mourn, a month of grief, a month of sadness. We will see our women doing khatam. For 10 days they will do khatam. Exactly following the track of Shiism. Exactly. They've got nothing of Sunniism in them. Sir aankhon pe Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Every Muslim mu'min has the love of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam has said, these are my two flowers from Jannah that Allah has given me in dunya, Rayhanaya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Sayyida shababi ahlil Jannah. They will be the leader of the youth in Jannah. The sons of Hazrat Fatima, the sons of Hazrat Ali. Huzur alayhi salam loved them so much that if Huzur alayhi salam was playing nawafil and he went into ruku and sujood, the sons would come, grandsons, and they would climb onto the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would lengthen his sujood because the grandsons were on the back. This was the love that he had for Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. When he would see Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would hug them and hold them. That is why some of the scholars have said that it is natural for someone to love his grandchildren. For someone to love his grandchildren. Because we see this in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And a hadith, the companions say that the top half of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. As in, if you look at Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and from the face to the waist, he would look like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from the waist to the feet, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and was exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let us not forget, we have deep, deep love for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, but as Muslims we have to have the right balance. It is not a month of grief. My respected brothers and elders, is to attain that status of shahadat an embarrassing point in life? Should we cry over somebody's shahadat? When Allah has said, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ, don't even say the one who is killed in the path of Allah that he is dead, he is alive. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, I wish I would fight in the path of Allah and someone would make me shaheed, then Allah would give me life again, then I would become shaheed, then Allah would give me life again, then I would become shaheed. And he said this three times. This is how much he had loved that status of shahadat. And he would often say, Allahumma inni as'aluka shahadatan fi sabilik, I ask the status of shahadat, the maqam of shahadat in your path, O Allah. And Hazrat Umar Farooq would often make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, Allah give me shahadat in your path for the sake of Allah. Wa amitni fi baladi habibik, and give me death in the city of your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah accepted his dua. So is it a point of sadness? Is it a dark day for the Muslimin? Because Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed? وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And to mourn in Islam for more than 3 days, it is haram. It is not jais. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given la'anat, la'anallahu an-na'iha. Now just to finish off, my respected brothers and elders, why is it that we the Sunnis don't remember the shahadat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Why don't our Sunni women pray for 10 days and make khatam in the name of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala? When Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala was Khalifa Sani, the second Khalifa of Rasulullah, when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam says, if after me any man qualifies for that ranking of prophethood, it would have been Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. Why do we conveniently omit all the companions and only give ranking to one shahadat, and crying and mourning and slapping the cheeks and ripping out your clothes and chaining yourself? Or yet, bilkul. And in India, and even in Pakistan, and in the subcontinent, they make wooden buildings, and which are famously known as tajia. What is it? Tajia. And Sunni Muslims hold the tajiyas in the night, and it is a night of great celebration. Women come out and you see the lightings and everything. Sharbat is there, and all the Sunni Muslims are dancing and crying, and some will take a knife and put it on their tongues, and blood will come out. Sunni Muslims, Sunni Muslims. What are we doing? If Hazrat Umar Farooq was alive to see you do that, he'd slay all of you first. With his own hands. When once Huzur alayhi salatu was salam went to a janaza of someone who died, and in that area the custom was that if someone of a high rank person died, they would take off their kurta, the chadar that they would wear. Some of the companions that were there, this is what they did. They took out their chadar, and Huzur alayhi salatu was salam looked at them and got angry, and he said that you are doing something of jahiliyyah. You have taken out your chadar because someone who has passed away, you are mourning, you are going against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, I wish I would lift up my hands and I would do baddua against you and to curse all of you, and that Allah would make your surat mask, and that he would transform your faces into animals. That if you follow anything else besides my teachings. His own daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, passed away. Some of the ladies came to cry. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, no. If tears flow out and if there's pain in the heart, this is natural, this is rahmat, this is mercy. But to beat your face and slap your face, to slap your cheeks and to tear out your clothes and to scream and to do wa-wa-la, this is not jaiz in Islam. And this is what they do. And this is what we, the Sunni Muslims, do, who have no knowledge, my respected brothers and elders. And do you know when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed? If anybody knows, can you just lift up your hand? One and two. We, the Sunni Muslims, know, only two here know the date of death, or the date of shahadat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq was made shaheed on the first day of Muharram, by which the Islamic calendar starts. Yakam Muharram, first Muharram. Why don't we remember Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala? He was made shaheed. Why don't we remember Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala on the 18th of Dhul Hijjah? He was made shaheed in a manner that for 50 days he was locked up in his room in Medina. So much so that water was not allowed to be passed on to him. The man who gave Bire Roma to the Muslimin, the man who freed all the wells that were in the control of the Jews and made it waqf to the Muslimin today. The enemies are not giving him water. Who will pick up the history books and see who were the culprits, who were the people who assassinated Hazrat Uthman, Yahud and Shia? Who were the people who assassinated Hazrat Umar Farooq, Shi'iyun? Abu Lu'lu, who was the slave who attacked Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, was a Shia, and later on in the time of Hazrat Uthman, Abdullah bin Sabah was a Jew, and to receive protection from the Muslimin, conveniently as a munafiq, he did bay'ah on the hand of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And Abu Lu'lu was a man from Iran, and the leader at that time of Iran was Haramzan. And it was Abu Lu'lu who came, and he was the one who attacked Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. What has happened to the Sunni Muslims? Jisne hamare Khalifa Sani ko qatl kiya, hum in logo ki tartib ikhtiyar kare? Ahmak nahi to bewakoof hai hum musalman, agar abhi bhi aankh nahi khuli. And then they say, oh, ulama like to split Muslim community. They like to divide. This is what they are good at. Dividing Muslims. Pata chalega on the day of Qiyamah. When you will be divided, even Jahannam will be divided. Each person is distributed in Jahannam for the Aqidah that he holds. And one of the signs of Qiyamah is that people will have no respect for Sahaba Ikram Ajmaeen. Abu Lu'lu was a Farsi from Iran. Haramzan, Shia, Irani. This is the history, my respected brothers. We don't remember Hazrat Usman's Shahadat. We don't remember Hazrat Umar Farooq's Shahadat. We don't even remember Hazrat Ali, his Shahadat. And why is it that we don't remember Hazrat Hasan radiallahu ta'ala an, but everyone concentrates on Hazrat Hussein, when Hazrat Hasan was also poisoned? Why? Why people don't remember Hazrat Hasan? Because Hazrat Hasan did bay'ah to Hazrat Muawiyah, which the Ahl-e Tash'i don't like. And that is why they talk about Hazrat Hussein and not about Hazrat Hasan radiallahu ta'ala an, because it is a recorded fact that Hazrat Hasan did bay'ah to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Lekin Hazrat Hasan ka zikr nahi hoga. My respected brothers, we have to be very, very careful. Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in were very, very careful. In Masjid Nabwi, Munafiqeen were there. In Masjid Nabwi. We don't remember Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an shahadat. We don't remember that lady, the first lady to get that ranking of shahadat, shahida, was not a man, was a woman, Hazrat Sumayya. When Abu Jahl said to her, "Turn away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will free you," she spat on the face of Abu Jahl and she said, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah." Subhanallah. Hazrat Sumayya was standing, a lady, and Mal'oon, Abu Jahl, had a spear, and he poked it into Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala and had ripped her apart, completely the body, into two halves. First shahadat was a lady in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu Hazrat Sumayya. Or Hazrat Sumayya ki ke shohar, Hazrat Yasir. Hazrat Yasir's shahadat, we don't remember Hazrat Yasir. We don't remember the qurbani of Hazrat Bilal. We, the Sunnis, don't understand what is Sunniism. Hazrat Yasir, one hand was tied to one camel, the other hand was tied to the other camel, one leg was tied to the third camel, the other leg was tied to the fourth camel. The kuffar were laughing and they're saying, all we have to do is whip the camels and Yasir, Yasir, you will die a tragic death, a painful death. You still have time. Apostate, turn away, become murtad, turn away from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hazrat Yasir said, do what you want. Or ye badbakht, they whipped the camels, four camels, and every limb of the body was torn apart. And Hazrat Yasir radiallahu ta'ala and became shaheed. Why don't we remember Hazrat Yasir? Why don't we remember Hazrat Sumayya, Hazrat Hamza, Hazrat Ali's shahadat, 21st of Ramadan, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an shahadat, Hazrat Usman shahadat, the people of Badr, the people of Uhud shahadat, all the shuhada in Islam, we have a history of shuhada. But no, we still want to follow the track of Shi'ism. We don't even know the significance of Muharram, and we will follow those that have no understanding of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders. In a very brief manner, these are very important issues that we have to understand. That we as Muslims have deep love for the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the significance of Muharram is something else. And the events that took place in Karbala, that is a historical fact. In Islamic history this is mentioned. That has got nothing to do with the fazilat of Muharram. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention it as part of the virtue of Muharram. Baat samajh mein aaya nahi mere aziz. So we are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that jama'ah that will go to Jannah. And the companion says, which is that jama'at? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma'ana alayya wa ashabi. the jama'at that follows me and the jama'at that follows my companions. And this is where we get the word Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. Huzur alayhi salam did not say Ahlul Hadith wal Jama'at. Have you ever heard Ahle Hadith wal Jama'at? Who are you? Oh, we are Ahle Hadith wal Jama'at. Sunaygal? No. There is no such thing as Ahle Hadith wal Jama'at. It is Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'at. Because Ahle Hadith, to practice upon every Hadith of Rasulullah, it is impossible. We as Muslims have to practice the Sunnah of Rasulullah. That is why it is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When we go home, explain this to our ladies, explain this to all the family members of our friends, and understand the ranking of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. First is Hazrat Abu Bakr, then Hazrat Umar Farooq, then Hazrat Uthman, then Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and then the tarteeb of Khulafa-i Rashideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين